You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis met on Thursday with hundreds of Italians from the Archdiocese of Spoleto-Norcia, devastated by a series of powerful earthquakes over the past 6 months. The central Italian town of Amatrice and surrounding areas were hit by a 6.3 magnitude quake in August, which killed nearly 300 people. Other powerful quakes caused major damage in the same region on October the 26th and 30th, with the latest tremors reported in Spoleto last Monday, January the 2nd.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Around 800 people, led by their bishop Renato Boccardo and local civic authorities, travelled to Rome for the audience in the Paul VI Hall. Many of them had lost houses, livelihoods and friends or family members in the largest earthquakes, which reduced parts of many towns and villages to piles of rubble. Pope Francis sat and listened as a survivor and a local parish priest described the immense suffering of people now seeking to rebuild their shattered communities. In his off-the-cuff response, the Pope said the worst thing to do in such circumstances was to offer a prepared sermon, but instead he reflected on the work of physical, mental and spiritual reconstruction that has been taking place throughout the region.
La ferita.
Pope Francis spoke of the wounds which have affected those who've lost loved ones and the importance of crying together as they seek to heal the pain. He spoke too of the healing hands of doctors, nurses, firemen and all those who work together to pull survivors from the rubble or to offer help to those most in need. Finally, the Pope spoke of the spirit of solidarity and nearness, which he said is vital for the reconstruction process. While everyone affected by the earthquake will continue to bear scars, he said, it's important to find the courage to dream again. Sharing and remaining close together, he said, makes us more courageous and more human as we face this daunting task.
Sono vicino a voi.
The Pope's words come just 3 months after he made a surprise visit to Amatrice and two surrounding towns to meet with survivors and relatives of victims. During that visit, he said he had not come to make speeches, but to be close to those suffering and to pray with all those affected by the earthquakes. I'm Philippa Hitchin.